The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, everybody. First of all, I wanted to say how delighted I am to see you all on this Monday. And I thought that today I'd start with just reading this very short poem. It's very short, but it's quite something. It was written hundreds of years ago in the 1300s, translated in, I think the book in which it's in was in 1999, translated by Daniel Ledinsky. So it has a contemporary contemporary feel. And it often, for me, sometimes it feels like when I read this, like, oh, this kind of relevant for this era of COVID-19 and doing things on Zoom and having Zoom meetings and Zoom meditation. And I just got finished teaching a retreat on Zoom. So we spent days, you know, just all day on Zoom. And this pointing towards this, you know, finding ways to connect with one another that don't transmit the virus, finding ways to be together in which that are appropriate and safe. And so with maybe with that as an introduction, I'll read this poem. It's very short, very short. It goes like this. Admit something. Everyone you see, you say to them, love me. Of course you do not do this out loud, otherwise someone would call the cops. Still though, think about this. This great pull in us to connect. Why not become the one who lives with a full moon in each eye that is always saying what that sweet moon language that is always saying with that sweet moon language what every other eye in this world is dying to hear. I'll read it again. Admit something. Everyone you see, you say to them, love me. Of course you do not do this out loud, otherwise someone would call the cops. Still, though, think about this. This great pull in us to connect. Why not become the one who lives with a full moon in each eye that is always saying with that sweet moon language what every other eye in this world is dying to hear? Maybe it occurred to me as I was reading this out loud that the eyes here are like what visual eyes, things that you see with, as opposed to the personal pronoun. So as some of you might recognize, this poem was written by Hafiz, a Persian poet, in the 1300s. So a different culture, a different time, but still this recognition of this pull of wanting to connect. And also wanting to be seen or recognized by others. Or he says, everyone you see, you say to them, love me. Maybe we don't have those kind of words or that type of language, but we might have this idea of, you know, pay attention to me or respect me or treat me with kindness or be warm-hearted towards me, acknowledge me, appreciate me, right? There's so many different things. For me, hearing that this, you know, poem was written so long ago in a different time and different culture, and yet is pointing to what we're experiencing now, points to just the human condition. And there's some things that we all share. It's true, we have differences, and there's some things that we share. Part of the human condition is this pull to connect. And that's where loving kindness practice can help, or has a role. Maybe I'll say that is that loving kindness practice helps us to, in a number of ways, but it helps us to maybe soften our hearts and minds so that we can, in some kind of way, in an appropriate way, see people, acknowledge them, respect them, care for them, love them. Help us to have that warm-heartedness instead of the barrier in which we might be able to connect with others and allow others to connect with ourselves. And also, of course, loving kindness practice is to help us connect with ourselves. Or we want to be loved by ourselves also, connected to ourselves, feel a certain wholeness or completeness, as opposed to trying to excise different parts of ourselves away or something. So loving kindness practice is an incredible way that we can help create the conditions in which we might be one that lives with a full moon in each eye. Some of you might know that, I know, and certainly in Japanese literature, I don't know if it was the case in Persian literature at this time when Hafiz wrote this, but often in contemporary Buddhism and in Japanese literature, full moon is awakening, to be an enlightened who lives with a full moon in each eye. It means to be awakened, free of greed, free of hatred, free of delusion, seen clearly with warm-heartedness. And loving-kindness practice can help us in this direction also, to connect with others, as well as support us in our spiritual path towards greater awakening, greater freedom. So with that as an introduction, you can do some meditation. So you can take an alert, upright posture, a posture that expresses your intention to place your mind in a particular direction for this meditation period, as well as your intention to be open-hearted and cultivating loving-kindness. So some softness, some ease. Especially for loving-kindness practice, it's really helpful to take a little extra time to find some comfort or a degree of comfort, whatever is possible and appropriate, to help support us. And then we can begin with taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths. Just using the exaggerated breath as a way to connect with the body, with the physical sensations, as well as a recognition that longer exhales in general are calming and soothing, relaxing. We can do a little body scan. See if there's some tension that can readily be softened, or not so much that we have to soften it, but more creating the conditions in which softening will happen. So looking at or exploring, attending to, if there's any tension around the eyes or the jaw, or maybe just the face in general, human faces are very expressive, and often we hold tension and or emotion there. The shoulders. See if they're away from the ears. And it can be helpful to just tuck the chin a tiny bit, just a really small movement, really small, that opens up some space in the neck. Maybe bring a little bit more ease there. We can place our attention on the upper back, the lower back. The chest, the belly. And feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against our body. We're connected to the chair, cushion, the ground. Bringing our awareness to the upper legs, lower legs, and the feet. Upper arms, lower arms. And the hands, and feeling the sensations of whatever the hands are touching. Maybe it's warm or cool, smooth or rough. Just noticing. And then feeling the sensations within the hand, that handedness, so to speak. What does it feel like to have a hand? There might be tingling, pulsing, certain sense of vitality, a little bit of buzziness, movement. Maybe a feeling of warmth or coolness. We're just noticing. And then to bring that same type of attention, curiosity, exploration to the sensations of breathing. That is to feel the movements of the abdomen or the chest, or maybe the air going in and out of the nose. What does it feel like to have an in-breath? How is it different than an out-breath? If you find yourself lost in thought, You don't have to make it a problem. You just very simply, gently, warm-heartedly begin again with the sensations of breathing. Just being with the breath. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being. Someone for whom it's easy to feel warm-hearted, kindness, goodwill, care, respect, love. Someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship. This might be somebody you know, might be somebody you don't have a relationship with, or maybe a spiritual teacher or any kind of teacher that has supported you, helped you. Or some people like to bring to mind kittens, puppies, babies. The guidance is to choose a being for whom it's easy to feel some warm-heartedness. We'll start here. Start here where it's easy. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might check in with the body in general and see if there's maybe some warmth in the chest, the heart center, maybe some spaciousness or ease or a sense of well-being. There might not be, but if there is, can you allow those sensations to support you, to be a foundation that from which the loving kindness can grow? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases. Maybe there are words that resonate more for you. I feel more supportive. And then we can build on this foundation of loving kindness and include ourselves. Expanding the sphere of loving kindness, if you will. To be sure to include ourselves. Sometimes there might be a tendency to think that loving kindness is only goes out to others. But instead to intentionally have loving kindness for ourselves. In the same way, bringing yourself to mind, whether that's with the felt experience of the moment, how it feels to be sitting here right now, or perhaps an image of yourself as you are now, or some people like to do images of when they were young, children. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease.
And then we can expand our loving kindness even further to include people, neutral people that we don't know, we don't have any relationship with. But maybe, as the poem said, they also have this yearning to connect. This might be the person who walks their dog that you occasionally see. Might be somebody here on Zoom with us that you've never interacted with. Whomever it might be, can you have some warm-heartedness, some open-heartedness towards a person you don't know, a neutral person you don't have any relationship with? To bring in that person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, using any feelings of well-being or settledness or softness or warmth to support you. It may not be your dominant experience. It may just be a small part, a corner of your experience. But allowing that to nourish you, support you. May you be safe. May you be happy.
May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Before we started the meditation, I talked about how, you know, through the ages, people have wanted to connect. So we'll create some breakout rooms in which there's an opportunity to speak with a smaller number of people in which there might be an opportunity to connect. So you could share a little bit about what that experience was like for you, the meditation, the guided meditation. Or, if you'd like, you could comment on this poem that I read before that's really short. You could comment on specifics of the poem, or maybe the idea that something that was written back in the 1300s now seem relevant today. Or I made this comment about the full moon in each eye. Maybe you could, you have an idea what that's referring to. Now, read the poem again here. Admit something. Everyone you see, you say to them, love me. Of course you do not do this out loud, otherwise someone would call the cops. Still, though, think about this. This great pull in us to connect. Why not become the one who lives with a full moon in each eye that is always saying, with that sweet moon language, what every other eye in this world is dying to hear. So, just a moment here. I'm going to create some rooms here. So there'll be 3 or 4 people in a room. And you'll have, I think, 13 minutes to talk about this and share some of your ideas and or your experiences. Thanks. Have fun. Which, any insights, any ideas, anything you'd like to share, either about the poem or the practice, whatever you'd like to share? Yes, Chris.
2 things to offer out. That poem was interesting in many ways. I mean, full moons are wonderful. They're very revealing. When we lived in Rome with no electricity, just torches, a moon-filled night would have lit up the city. It was probably quite exciting. And it's used a lot, specifically in the Zen tradition, using the moon to point. Also, as social beings, mammals, we lock on eyes. We have mirror neurons. You know, we see fear in dogs, even, because that's that lower brainstem stuff. There's a lot of hormones secreted by having that relationship. About 2 weeks ago, you told me to sort of mix up my practice. Never worked for me. And I've had orders of people no longer alive that were close to mine, that were tall men, part of a tall men's dance group.
And you know, Chris, I'm having some a 40 hard years.
And one of the delights.
I wonder if you're, hearing me. Your internet is a little bit unstable. If you turn off your video, maybe we can hear you a little bit better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi. Did you hear anything I had said?
Yes, and you had said, well, I heard all about the full moon, and it's in the Zen tradition, and we see it with lock eyes, and we see fear in animals. And then you said, and a few weeks ago, Diana, you told me, and then I didn't hear after that.
Just sort of mix up my practice, whatever kind of was working for me. And I was in a group of men that were 6'4 to 7'2, because I'm a tall guy, a big support group about 40 years ago. And we did a lot of exercises where we supported each other's weight, where we would fall back and 10 men would hold you up. And it was the first time I had ever had the support. So a group of those men lined up during a Brahma Vihara practice last week, unsuspected. And they were surrounding me and they were lifting me up as I was doing metta. And it was such a physical response. So I've been using that.
Oh, nice. Nice. So bring into mind an actual experience that you had.
Right. And it was such a loving experience. And I'm using Rick Hansen's, like, you have a 6 seconds of a good feeling and you sort of take that and just eat it and scoop it and smear it all over your body.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have access to it again because we're so negative prone. So that's what I was going to offer out. Thanks.
Nice. Thank you, Chris. Yes, this idea that we can take positive experiences, nourishing, supportive experiences, and bathe in them, marinate in them, really feel them so that we can bring them to mind and have them to support us. Thank you. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock, and I want to respect your time. And with I'm feeling a lot of a warm-heartedness towards you all that we spend this time together. And I wish you a wonderful rest of the evening. Thank you. Bye.